Hey, mompreneur, are you feeling overwhelmed by content creation? I totally get it. You have a million other things to do, and somehow your kids always know the best time to interrupt you is right when you start doing work. And by best time, I mean worst time. That's why I made the 1 month of Conversation Starters content calendar. It tells you exactly what to post so you can ditch the scramble and get back to what matters most, your little womb gremlins and your business. More time for you, more engagement for your business. Get your free 1 month of Conversation Starters content calendar today at sociallyyours.biz/content calendar.
Making sales on Instagram is difficult. So if it's not going as well as you thought it would, don't get down on yourself. It's hard. Please, please remember that it's social media. No one really goes on social media to be sold to. So how do you do that with your Instagram content? You can use it to get all of these three factors so that you can attract your dream clients and convert them into paying clients.
Welcome to the Mompreneur Mastery Podcast, where we share actionable Instagram strategies that fit into a busy mom schedule so that you can get more engagement, more leads, and more sales in less time so you can spend more quality time with your family. I'm Sydney O'Brien, an Instagram strategist who started my business with 3 kids under 5 and found a way to do it without sacrificing quality time with my family and only working 2 to 3 hours a day. I love helping other mom business owners find that seemingly impossible mom work-life balance instead of spending too much time creating content that isn't getting them the results they want. If you're an overwhelmed but very ambitious business owner and you want to strategize the heck out of your Instagram account so that you can save time and make more sales, you're in the right place.
Hey, hey, welcome to Mompreneur Mastery. Today I am going to be telling you the 3 things that you need to be able to sell your offer on Instagram. Because honestly, making sales on Instagram is difficult. So if it's not going as well as you thought it would, don't get down on yourself. It's hard. Please, please remember that it's social media. No one really goes on social media to be sold to. Originally, it was just a way to connect to people. And the absolute best use of social media, my absolute favorite thing to do on social media, is connect with people. It's very rare for people to open any social media app and just be in this mindset of I'm going to buy something, right? They're there for the memes, the reels, the funny things, the relatable stories, you know, to know they're not alone, to connect with whatever communities they belong to, maybe see some baby pictures, maybe see some cat pictures, all the things, but usually not buying. It's not at the forefront of their mind. That being said, while it is difficult, there is a way to do it. And to do it, you have to have these 3 things. All right, are you ready? If you want someone to buy from your online business, you need them to 1, know you, 2, like you, and 3, trust you. No one's going to buy from you if they don't know, like, and trust you. So how do you do that with your Instagram content? You can use it to get all of these 3 factors so that you can attract your dream clients and convert them into paying clients. It's a little different for different audiences. The general concept is the same, all right? But the execution, especially on Instagram, is going to be different because different online businesses have different audiences, and every audience, even compared to one online coach to another, if you do the same thing, your audiences are still going to be just the teensiest a bit different. So that means your offers and your messaging, all of that stuff is going to be a little different. But there is one specific way to get these things to happen from your Instagram content. The absolute best way to do that is to check your Instagram insights. Shocking, I know, you have literally never heard me say that before. Okay, if this is like the first podcast episode or any of my content you've consumed, yes, you've never heard me say that before. But if that's not the case for you, I'm willing to bet you knew I was going to say that. Okay, so specifically, how does that happen? The no factor is just visibility. It's getting your stuff out there and getting it shared, getting as much reach as you can, making sure more eyes are on your content. But you don't just want any eyes. You really want your followers to be like qualified followers, so they're in your target audience so that they're more likely to buy from you. So you want to make sure your content is super, super relatable to your target audience. That relatable, shareable content is going to get you this first know you factor and attract those leads for you. Now, the second factor, like, that comes from relatable content, helpful content, any content that shows you're an authority, that shows maybe snippets of your personal life, if that's on brand for you. Showcasing your personality through your content is also going to help people connect with you and really build that like factor. Sharing your story, your why behind your business, behind particular offers, behind your mission, all of these things are really, really great for building this like factor. And now for trust. The third and final factor, this should be like authority building content. So think social proof, think case studies, think content that can give them quick wins to show that you know what you're talking about. So not the whole picture of how you work, but just little snippets here and there that they can try on their own and be like, oh yeah, this does work. I like this person. I trust this person. I'm going to keep following them, keep consuming their content, and eventually buy from them. This could be like quick how-tos, FAQs, again, case studies, social proof, that kind of stuff. All right, this was like very quick, and I had anticipated talking more about this, but honestly, I like my content to be very short and to the point with things I can do right then and there, like very actionable, because I'm busy, and I know you're busy, and you probably have a million other things to do today, other than whatever it is you're doing right now while listening to this. So that's all I have for you.
Just for a quick recap, the three factors you need in your content to be able to convert followers to buyers is first, the know factor. They have to know about you. And you can do this with shareable content and relatable content. The second factor is they have to like you. So share your why, your mission, behind the scenes content that shows your personality, how you work, things like that. And then the third is trust. They need to trust you before they invest with you. So this is going to be sharing social proof, case studies, stories, wins from your clients, sharing a bit about how your process works, why it works the way it does, things like that. And if you need help coming up with these kinds of content, I would love it. If you head over to Instagram and find me, I am at socially.yours.strategist, and I will give you 1 week of free coaching in Instagram DMs if you DM me the word content coach. So that is at socially.yours.strategist, 1 week of free coaching to help you nail down what kind of content you need so that your content has these three super necessary factors to grow your audience, nurture them, and convert them into buyers. I will put a link in the show notes.
Thank you so much for listening to Mompreneur Mastery, Simple Instagram Strategy for Busy Moms. If you were listening to this episode and found yourself nodding along, I would love it if you would find me on Instagram and send me a message telling me your biggest takeaway. My handle is at socially.yours.strategist. And don't forget to grab your free 1 month of Conversation Starters content calendar so that you know exactly what to post to get more comments without spending hours brainstorming Instagram post ideas. You can get it at socialyours.biz/content-calendar or head to the link in the show notes.
Is summer calling but your content calendar is keeping you stuck inside? I hear you. I would much rather be poolside with my kids and not glued to my phone wondering what to post to actually get me likes, comments, and sales. I have just the thing to help you with that. I've created something called a Content Maximizer System. It is a step-by-step framework that helps you analyze your content, identify posts to maximize, and it shows you how to turn each of those posts into at least 20 new posts that get you likes, comments, and sales. Double down on your efforts, not your time. Get the Content Maximizer System and reclaim your summer. Visit my website, socialyours.biz/content-maximizer, or visit the link in the show notes for more details.